Instead of worrying about shooters, he's getting Alyssa Plummer out there to add to the defensive end, figuring that the offense will take care of itself if the defensive end is adequately upheld, I guess we'll say. All right. We are ready to go. Warriors are huddling up out there as a team. Sending most of them to the bench. Mo on her crutches and the rest of them with her. McLean set to jump against Christian. Both for Christian. They got her listed at 5'11". I'm going to say not over 5'9". McLean's got her by an inch. And Shaylin's 5'10". And Shaylin wants to jump. That's a Plummer with the ball. Keeley. Keeley swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch at the angle. Back to Keeley out near the top. Swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch down in the corner to McLean. Hits Hatch cutting. The pass is behind. Brought the leg out of bounds. So good idea. But Shaylin's bounce pass was just a touch behind Hannah Hatch. She's got Warriors into a... Oh, it's going to be Warrior basketball. They said it went off of Horizon. Surprised me there. Dumbo, corner three. Looks good. A little short. Rebound by Graham. Out to Plummer. Plummer, 17-footer straight up. With basket. And it's a 2-0 game for the Warriors. Christian pushes up the right side, steps through, and is going to draw a foul just like that on Shay Lin. They push that ball up very quick there and help Christian aggressively attacking from the wing. That's going to be the first foul on. It's going to be the first foul on the Warriors and the first on McLean. Christian at the line for two. First one is perfect. She'll have one more. Not a deep team. Horizon does not have a JV program, and so that tells you quite a bit about where they are as a program. But they've tied this one up to two apiece. Christian hits a pair from the foul line. Graham pushes it up quickly, goes down the low post to McLean. McLean with a turnaround. About 8 feet on the right block. And she buries it. Warriors into a 2-2-1 press here now. Horizon, trap, throws it ahead to Christian. It's off her hands. It got a bounce. Couldn't quite get to it. The pass was from Karen and headed from Christian. She cut up the right side. It was the right idea. It just wasn't a very accurate pass. I guess we'll leave it at that. Here come the Warriors. Graham with the ball. Swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch back to Graham. The Warrior head back to Hatch. Hatch puts up a deep two. That one's long. And the rebound to Tatlock. Tatlock pushes up the left side and she draws. No, we got a carry on her. I thought we had a reach in front of Graham. It was a carry before that. So it will be Warrior basketball on the turnover. Steve Morris arriving, former athletic director here at the high school. And some family there. Graham swings the right side to down there in the corner to McLean. Back to Graham on the right wing. Out on top of Plummer. Plummer. High post. Dumbler. Right angle down the right corner. Three-pointer by Graham. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. On a Tatlock, it's going to be Warrior basketball. 6:36 to go. 4-2 Warriors and their ball. Left side of the key. Swing at the corner, right back to Dumbler on the baseline, back in the corner to McLean. Out on top of Graham, back in the corner to Dumbler. Dumbler for three, a little long on this one. Ball's loose, Graham picks it up at the foul line. Works her way down the right side, backs in. Out the Hatch, half 17-footer, Barry. First basket of the game. Warriors up 6-2 now. Warriors pressing to get it to... Karen. Karen works the left side, gets trapped out on top of the tackle. Goes down low to Christian. Christian. And they're going to call a foul on McLean. McLean had the block, but she brought both hands forward and picked up contact on Christian. Good ball movement by Horizon to get the ball into that low post so quickly. Brown going to come in and replace McLean. McLean with two fouls here early in the first quarter. We're not even 2 minutes into this game. McLean is going to be headed to the bench for a while. Christian hits the first one. Christian with one more. 6-3 game, Warriors on top. Second one is up and perfect. They know who to get to the foul line there. She's 4-4 from the line, has all their points. Graham down in the corner to Hatch off her hands and out of bounds. rough turnover there for the Warriors. Pat should have had that little spin on. She couldn't handle it. Pat locked the inbound, gets it into Karen. Karen waiting for the trap. They're slow to bring it. Now Graham steals it, knocks it out of bounds. Couldn't quite get the turnover there. Almost had it. Sub 4 Horizon, number 13, and Sela Lubin in the game. They get the ball in to Christian. Christian back to Tatlock. Tatlock to Karen. Karen at the top of the key here. Or excuse me, the mid circle. Back to Tatlock. Tatlock looking for a cutter. Now Karen gets it to Lubin. Lubin back to Tatlock on the left angle. Looking for the cutter. Throws it cross court. There's a short little jumper missed. Rebound by Christian. She's blocked. And this was by, have to check that number, was by Wakefield. Warriors push it ahead. Hatch draws the foul as she's driving to the basket. And she's going to get to the line on this one. Good job by Hannah to get into her shooting motion as she made contact there. And I think I got that same issue we had before. I'll fix the audio here. Give me just a second here. I'll have it fixed in just a second. Hatch misses the first one.
Hatch up! Hatch up!
She'll have one more. Second one is good. Just one out of two. Warriors with the ball. It's on defense now. Working on catwalk, and she carried the ball. So defense there by Keeley. Being him up tight. It's going to be Warrior basketball. Warriors with a 7-4 lead right now. Graham, her pass knocked down by Pat. She gets it back, drives in, kicks out left corner. Brown for a deep two, no good. Weak side rebound. Hatch comes down with it, kicks it out to Dumbler. Great effort by Hannah Hatch. Dumbler with the ball. Graham swings it right side. Now they go down the corner to the right corner to Brown. Back out to Graham. Graham fakes the three from the angle, drives in, pulls up from about 15, a little short. Rebound inside, knocked loose. Graham comes out with it again, but it's off the key. Swings it right side. Dumbler for a right angle three. That one's a little long. She hasn't found her range yet. It's going to be Warrior basketball's tap lock. Knocks it out of bounds. Warriors inbound about 5 feet to the left side of the lane. Get it into Brown. Brown to Graham. Back in the corner. Dumbler. Three-pointer from there. Good! Three-pointer. They push down quick. Six points from the lead. Warriors push down quickly. Another three from Dumbler. Barry! This is what they can do to you once they find that outside range. Karen brings it up carefully. Hatch working on her. Hands it off to Lubin. Lubin working on Plummer. Plummer. Her off everywhere she goes. And she gets him. Graham gets a steal. Keeley taking it all the way in by herself. Lays it up. And in. First pass to the game. And a great steal there. Plummer forced the Karen to pick up the ball. And then Keeley took away the passing lane. Karen with it now. Swings it to, excuse me, that was Lubin before with the bad pass. Tatlock works the left side on Graham. Up and under with a right hand. Nice shot on number 15. Tatlock. 15-8 Warriors. Graham pushes down the right side, tries to step through, got fouled, no call. Brown gets the ball, she misses the shot, and Christian gets it back, and Brown fouls her. I need to, for the first time out here, I'm going to do a little break. I might be able to do it right now. It's going to be dead air for about 10 seconds here as soon as I do this. I'm going to wait until after the email. I've got an audio issue that I think I can rectify here real quick. Long pass in, they get it to Christian, but they're almost a half court. She gets it back to Karen. Karen, back to Tatlock. Tatlock at the center circle, working on Graham, drives left, keeps driving, tries another wild scoop shot, this one. She misses, rebound chased down by number 20, that's Fisher. Fisher loses the ball, and it's going to be a Warrior basketball. Okay, we're going to have a dead air for just a second. Come on, I'll be right back.
Has been listening. In 1927, when movies first talked.
And the Warriors are up 18-8 as Dumbler hits that third three of the first quarter. 2.5 to go, 18-8. Warriors with the lead. Karen trying to dribble into traffic. Graham harassing her everywhere she goes. And then knocks it away. Graham with the steal. Going to take it in all by herself. Karen down. Graham lays it in. Keely Graham with her fourth point. She's got a couple of steals so far. Great job there by Keely. There's a long pass in. They get it to Christian, and Brown fouls her. That was a nice pass. Threw that one about two-thirds the length of the floor there from the inbound underneath their basket. Huskies set to check in for the Warriors. Husky in. 2:06 to go in the second quarter. There's the inbound. High post to Christian. Christian works down the right side, up and under. Dumbler misses the shot. Ran, rebound on the weak side by Husky. Husky ahead to Hatch. Hatch cross court to Dumbler at half court. Dumbler looking ahead. Pulls up at the foul, a three-point line. Now top of the key to Husky. Back to Dumbler. Dumbler with a 22-footer left angle. Boom! Lillianne Dumbler has hit four in a row from three-point range. 23-8. Lillianne carrying the Warriors' offense here. Graham knocks the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Horizon Christian basketball. Lillianne Dumbler absolutely on fire. So I'm trying to figure out why we've got background noise going on here. And I'm trying to solve that. If you're listening to the radio, I apologize. I'm hoping we're going to get this worked out here. I might not sure what's causing that background noise. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors. So Warriors basketball. Graham brings it up. Pushes the right side. Goes in the corner to Hatch. Hatch. Okay, I was just listening on KLYC on the TuneIn app, and it sounds good to me. So if you listen on the TuneIn app, I think you'll get good audio. Graham misses a three-pointer. Plummer battling for the rebound. Can't save it out of bounds off of her. Good weak side rebounding effort by Alyssa Plummer. So if you're listening on the radio and you're listening through the website and you're having issues, go to TuneIn, the TuneIn app on your smartphone, and I think you'll be able to get some good audio. I just listened on my phone, and it was good. Graham knocks it away from behind. They're going to call a foul as Karen falls to the floor again. I think she's just got bad balance, personally. Graham knocked that one away, and as soon as Karen felt contact, she went down hard. She has the crash and burn figured out there. 1:03 to go in the first quarter, 23-8 Warriors. Tatlock gets it to Christian at the top of the key, drives down the right side, gets all the way in and scores. She's got that nice little spin and turn and goes hard to the basket with that right hand. She's got that move figured out. Dumbler on top, swings it right side to Graham. Graham finds, she cuts to the hoop and a great pass from Hatch, and Graham gets the basket. Sorry, I'm a little shaky here still as I'm trying to solve audio issues for somebody. All right, there's a drive down the left side by Tatlock. Gets all the way in with the right hand and scores. A little gambling defense didn't pay off for the Warriors there. Warriors come right back. Graham with the ball, top of the key. Swings it to Dumbler, back to Graham. Graham, Christian out on her. She beats her with the dribble, gets into the key. Ball stripped away and stolen by Lubin. Graham, a little careless getting into traffic there. Lubin stepped in from the weak side and knocked that ball away. 8 seconds to go. Tatlock driving on the left side, drives into Husky, throws up the shot. It's going to put Tatlock on the line to shoot two. Good aggressive move there by Tatlock, the 5'8 senior wing player. So Tatlock will have two. First one is good. Tatlock with 5 points in the game. She's got one more. 25-13 Warriors, 5.1 seconds to go. Tatlock with the second. No good, back of the rim. Christian with a nice rebound. Gets it back out to Tatlock, top of the key. She backs it out. Not much time left here. Puts up a deep three and misses. She got the ball to Karen, who launched that up. And so after one, the Warriors with a 25-13 lead. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that a burglary occurs in this country once every 42 seconds and that a home without a security system is up to 3 times more likely to be burglarized? D&D Electrical McMinnville wants to be your security contractor. D&D Electrical is a licensed low-voltage contractor and offers everything from intrusion to fire to digital surveillance and 24-hour central station monitoring. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Welcome back. Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors lead 25-13 after one quarter here against Horizon Christian Hawks. Lillian Dumler leading the way with 4 3-pointers. She missed her first four, hit her next four, and then missed one. So by my count, 4 out of 9 from three-point range in the first quarter for Dumler. Not shy, putting it up. She knows if she keeps shooting, she's going to find her rhythm. And once she does, she is money, as four in a row attested to there. She had 12 points. Keely Graham with 6. Hannah Hatch, 3. Shayla McClain, before she got into foul trouble, had 2. And Alyssa Plummer with 2 as well. All right, it's going to be Horizon Christian ball. Get things started here in the second quarter. Warriors already have 6 team fouls and only 1 team foul by Horizon Christian. Then we've got an offensive foul before the inbound. And it'll be Warrior basketball. Inbound the ball to Graham. Graham swings it to Husky. Husky tries to go down in the corner to Hatch, knocked out of bounds by Tatlock. No ball fake there, just turned and threw it. Tatlock jumped the lane on that one. Dumler to inbound. Dumler way out on top to Graham by the center circle. Graham working the right side to Hatch. Hatch back out on top to Husky. Husky looking for a cutter, not there. Picks it up, goes to Dumler on the left angle. Now to Graham in the left corner. Takes a dribble, gets doubled back out to Dumler on the jump pass. Dumler waiting for Andrade to come out. Now hands her the ball. Andrade swings it to Hatch by the Warrior head. Down in the corner to Husky. Back out on top to Andrade. Swings it left to Graham. Graham cross court to Husky. Three-pointer, a little short, and the rebound by Tatlock. Good ball movement by the Warriors that time until they got the look they wanted. Tatlock working on Graham. Gets it to Christian. Tries to drive right. Not there. Kicks it back out to Lubin. Lubin gets it to Tatlock. Tatlock works off a little Lubin screen, picked up by Andrade. Now goes baseline, takes a tough 18-footer and hits it. That is a hard shot right there. Came right off her dribble, right up into that 18-footer without looking at the basket until she was in the air. Graham drives right side, up and under, draws contact, misses the shot. Good job by Keeley to get contact there as she drove in. Foul's going to be on number 10. That is Karen. That's her first, 13 foul on the Hawks. 25-15 Warriors here early in the second quarter. Graham will go to the line to shoot 2. Keeley's first one is up and perfect. Keeley went through a little rough stretch here earlier in the season from the foul line. First two games she was money, and then she went through a little stretch where I think she was just thinking about it too much from the foul line. And now she's back to shooting like she normally does. That one wouldn't stay in, but it was a good-looking shot. It hit about 4 parts of the rim and then real softly kind of popped out, as balls will occasionally do, even for good shooters. 26-15 Warriors. They throw it down the low post to Wakefield. She's working on Husky. Short jumper, no good there. Husky with the rebound. Gets it to Dumler. Dumler looking up the floor. Nobody open. Now she kicks it ahead left side to Graham. Graham, penetration, gets in, kicks it back out to Dumler. Dumler and Andrade weren't sure who that was for. Back to Andrade. Andrade swings it right angle to Graham. Graham drives into the corner, back to Hatch. Hatch on top to Dumler. Dumler just to the right of the top of the key. Now the ball knocked away from her by Christian. She chases it down. Swings it left corner to Graham. Graham thinking about a three, not there. Back out on top to Dumler. Dumler, 17-footer. Good. Nice ball movement. Assist by Keely Graham. Warriors still in there. Now they're in man press here. Karen working on Hatch. Hatch cuts her off at the half-court mark. Now she gets it across. Karen a little shaky with the left hand there. Gets it to Tatlock. Tatlock working on Graham. Wants to go left usually. Gets in the high post to Christian, drives with the right hand, and gets an offensive foul. Lowered her shoulder and pushed off with that left arm. Going to be Christian's first foul, I believe. Fourth team foul on Horizon. Shayla McClain back into the game for the Warriors, replacing Lillian Dumler. 5:53 to go in the first half, 28-15 Warriors. Warrior basketball. Got a kind of a 3-2 zone here by Horizon. Matching up a little bit. Graham drives to the hoop, got fouled, no call. Wakefield hit her arm, didn't get the call. And Graham, trying to get the ball from Tatlock, almost commits a foul going the other way. A little frustrated there, I think. Tatlock to the foul line, hands it to Christian at the top of the key, back to Tatlock. Tatlock Graham in the bulldog mode now. I can see it. She lowers that head a little bit and kind of looks out the top of her eyes at the defender's chest. That's when you know she's ready to get after it. Nice hard drive by Christian. Misses with the right hand. And I'm not sure where this foul is. They're going to call this on McLean with a late call. Bailout call. Christian threw up the shot. Kind of a wild running right-hander. They say McLean got her with the body. The official didn't call it until after there was a rebound. It was that late. The ball had already come off the rim and was rebounded by a Horizon Christian player. And then the whistle blew. We all thought it was a foul on the rebound because it was so late. Poor officiating there. If you see it, call it. If you don't think about it afterwards and then call it and disrupt the flow of the game. First one good by Christian. She'll have one more. Second one is up and no good. Back the rim. Graham high for the rebound. Pulls it down, pushes it up the right side of the floor. Gets across half court, still going hard. Now she goes in the right corner to Hatch. Back to Graham. Graham looks at a three, right angle, no good. Rebound inside, loose on the floor. Brown down, and she pulls it up. That's a quick jump ball call between Wakefield and Brown. Same official. Quick on that whistle, so apparently he can blow it as soon as he sees something. All right. Hashtag Sark. Turn that off there. No more sarcasm about that official, I promise. All right, 5:10 to go in the second quarter. 28-16 Warriors, their ball, left side of the key on the baseline. Brown looking to inbound, throws it way out on top to Andrade. Andrade to Husky. Husky left side to Graham. Graham fakes the three, throws it in the low post to Brown. Brown back out to Husky. Husky with an 18-footer, wild shot, no good there. Gets her own rebound. Nice hustle by Renee. Her ball knocked away as she tries to pass it. Finally, Graham gets it. A 1-2-2 zone now by Horizon. Kind of a 3-2, 1-2-2 look sometimes. Graham with the ball. Swings it to Hatch. Hatch fakes right. Goes back to Graham on the left. Over to Husky. Husky back out to Hatch. Graham swings it left side. Andrade with a deep three, or a short three, I guess. No good. Rebound by taken by Horizon Christian. All the way down, wild right-handed shot by Tatlock. No good. We've got a jump ball on the rebound as Graham and Karen get tied up. 4:26 to go, second quarter, 28-16 Warriors. Horizon Christian inbound, left side of the lane, trying to get into Christian. Nothing there. And then we've got a pushing foul called on Hatch. 18 fouls on the Warriors, just four against Horizon Christian. First foul on Hannah Hatch. That'll put Karen on the line to shoot. 1-1. Karen with no points in the game up to this point. She's a 5'9 junior, or senior, excuse me. She misses the foul shot badly, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Warrior basketball. All right. The Warriors came back on some offensive rhythm here. Since Lily Ann went out, they've struggled a little bit. Husky down in the corner to Andrade on the left side. She dribbles it back around and hits Hatch at the top of the key. Hatch back to Andrade. Fakes the three over to Graham. Graham down in the right corner to Husky. Hits Graham on the cut. Graham comes out the other side. No shot there. Swings it back out to Andrade. Andrade to Husky. Husky back to Hatch in that right corner. They go out on top to Andrade. Andrade with a 16-footer. No good. And a reach-in foul by Andrade after the rebound was claimed by Karen. Under 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 28-16 Warriors. I think Reg would like to see this lead probably at about 18 or 20 right now instead of 12. Warriors struggling a little bit on the offensive end. So it's going to be Karen back to the line. She's 0 for 1 from the line so far. Another one-on-one opportunity. She misses this. Christian with the rebound. Very strong rebound inside. She dribbles it back out top. Resets the offense to Karen. Karen goes right side to Lubin. Lubin to Wu. Sue drives in and hits a little runner. Her first basket of the game. And it's 28-18 Warriors with a 10-point lead. Should be quite a bit more. Dumbler set to check back in. They go down to the left corner to Husky. Husky changed the pivot foot, got away with the travel there. Back out on top to Graham. Graham down the right corner to Andrade. Back to Husky, to Hatch. She gets it to Andrade. Now to Husky. Husky swings it left corner to Graham. Graham for three. No good. Weak side rebound, Andrade puts up the short jumper, no good. Rebound, Husky puts it up and in. Brene Husky sticking with the action there and getting the putback. 30-18 Warriors. Warriors back in man press again. And then we've got a travel call as Keeley was harassing Suzanne Sue. Brown out, Dumbler in. 3:03 to go, first half. 30-18 Warriors. Emily Maple's going to come into the game at the next dead ball. Husky swings it left side to Andrade. Andrade throws a dangerous cross-court pass to Graham, who almost lost it. He chases it down. Now to Andrade, back to Graham, right angle, down in the right corner to Husky. She dribbles out and hits Andrade. Andrade, now they find Dumbler, top of the key. Back to Andrade, right side, Husky, 15-footer, no good. Graham fighting for the rebound. Should have gone off the foot of Horizon there, and they missed that call. So it's going to be Hawk basketball. Maples in, Andrade out. There's a long pass in, almost a half court to Christian. She pulls it in. She brings it across the timeline and then sets up the offense. 2.5 minutes to go. Warriors up 12. Bounce pass right side to Lubin. Lubin looking for a cutter, not there. Now she finds Wakefield. Wakefield lost the ball on the cut. Maples with a steal. Job by Emily to not give up on that cut. Wakefield fumbled the ball, and Maples was right there to steal it. Right corner, two-pointer by Hatch, no good. Maples battling for the rebound. It's knocked off of her hands and out of bounds by Wakefield. So it'll be Hawk basketball. Warriors still in their man press. They get it into Christian. Christian working up the right side. Graham cuts her off and steals the ball. And he's going to say she did not reestablish position. The officials are going to talk. Keeley knocked the ball away, then went out of bounds, came back inbounds, tried to reestablish position. They're going to say Keeley did not get reestablished with both feet inbounds before she touched the ball again. They're saying that you can't be the first person to touch the ball when you come back into bounds. I'd have to check the rule book on that one. I thought you could, but maybe if you're the last person to touch it, you can't. Christian drives down the right side, loses the ball. They're going to call a foul on Maples with a hand check. Reg thought it was going to be on Dumbler. It was going to be on Maples. That makes more sense. He thought they called a foul on Dumbler, and he was going to say that Christian just lost the ball, which she did, but might have been helped along with a hand check on the left hip from Maples. 2:03 to go, second quarter. Christian to the line to shoot two. She's 5 for 6 from the line so far, and she hits that one cleanly. She is most of their offense. Tatlock has 7, Sue has 2, and Opal has the other 10. Her second one is up and long off the back of the rim, and a good box out by Hannah Hatch. She boxed out the shooter. And then we've got a jump ball called as she gets tied up before she can pass the ball away to Graham. Alternating possession is going to make that Warrior basketball. Husky triggering things from the point position. Under 2 minutes to go now in the first half. Dumbler left wing at the three-point line. Backs it out to Graham. Graham back to Dumbler at 25 feet. Not even she'll take that one. Not now. They go right corner. Husky misses the 15-footer. Rebound pulled out of there by Tatlock. Tatlock wheeling and dealing up through traffic, weaving her way to the top of the key. Wants to go left. Graham knocks it away. Stolen! Oh, we should have had a steal. We're going to have a reach-in foul. Hatch would have had the steal after Graham knocked it away. We got a reach-in foul on Horizon that sent Hatch sprawling to the floor. Minute 30 to go in the second quarter. 30-19. 30-19 Warriors. Going to go 5 out here on the offense. That's a pass and cut offense. So Keeley cuts through after making the pass. And Husky cuts through after she passes to Maples. Goes out on top to Dumbler. Maples doesn't cut through. She comes from the corner, cuts in and back. And then we've got a pushing foul called against Lubin. We've got one official that seems to be a little out of sorts here on the floor. Every time he calls a foul, he feels like he has to justify what happened. I'm not sure what's going on with him. Minute 16 to go, first half, 30-19 Warriors. Warrior basketball, Dumbler to inbound in front of the Horizon bench down here to my left. Is that official was talking to the player, talking to the other official, forgot to tell anybody who the foul was actually on. He's been officiating for a few years, too, but he seems out of sorts tonight. He seems nervous and unsure of himself and not getting things in the right order. Dumbler into Graham, minute 15 to go. Dumbler, left angle, out on top to Husky. Husky swings it to Maples on the left angle, tries to find. That's a dangerous pass, but it was caught anyway. Now Hash has the ball. Her pass tipped out of bounds. Maples with an ill-advised pass to a cutting Husky. He was cutting into three purple jerseys of Horizon and somehow managed to catch the ball and kick it back out. Not a good pass there. We don't want to do that again. There's a pass in by Dumbler, and she throws it over Graham's head and out of bounds. It's going to be Horizon ball underneath the Warrior basket. Warriors in full court man press. We've got an offensive foul called against Horizon. I think it's on Lubin trying to push off to get open. It is. Seventh team foul. Not going to shoot one-on-one, though, because the official's saying one-on-one, but it's not one-on-one because it's an offensive foul. So they'll get this figured out. And they have it figured out now. So it was, he says, turns around and says, yeah, it's an offensive foul. No one-on-one, which, of course, everybody knew except him. All right, 1:05 to go, second quarter. I'm being hard on the officials tonight. These guys are not on their best game tonight. Warrior basketball. They go in the corner to Dumbler, puts up a three right corner. That one's short. Long rebound. Comes back to Dumbler by the Warrior head to Husky. Husky swings it left side to Hatch. Hatch back out on top to Husky. Husky to Dumbler. Dumbler trying to get the ball to Graham inside. Not there. She pops out to the corner and takes the pass. Graham works baseline, gets into traffic to Husky, fumbles the pass out to Maples, now on top to Dumbler for three. Good! Lillian Dumbler with her fifth three of the night, and she's got 17. And Graham steals the inbounds pass and stepped. Oh, they called a travel. I don't know about that. I thought she might have stepped out of bounds. I don't know how that's a travel. She just landed and took it one step. So, very suspect officiating crew tonight. I hope we don't have these guys for the boys game. Hatch knocks the inbound pass out of bounds. 34.4 seconds to go. If you're watching this, if you're streaming this through NFHS, you know what I'm talking about with this officiating crew. It's a little sketchy. All right. Sue with the ball. Her pass knocked out of bounds by Graham. So they're having a hard time getting this ball more than one pass in bounds right now. Warriors doing a really good job of dogging this full court man. There's a long pass into Christian at half court. She gets it under control by the Warrior head. Out to Tatlock. Tatlock for a three, way off. Sue and Graham tied up. No, Sue and Husky tied up on the floor. Good job by Brene to get down there. It's going to be Horizon ball on the alternating possession with 20 seconds to go in the first half. 33-19 Warriors. Tatlock the inbound. Looking for a cutter, throws it out on top. Oh, Hatch had it, couldn't hang on to it. Now Graham gets a steal. Graham coming down full speed. Sue tries to reach in, can't foul her. Graham lays it up and in. Keely Graham lightning quick from one end of the floor to the other. 8 seconds to go. They throw the ball in long to Christian. She tries to run before she has it. Finally chases down the ball. And that's an over and back, and they finally got that one right. This one official smiles every time he makes a call, like he's excited that he's making a call. Tell you, excited to make the call. He's talking to the crowd, talking to him. He's smiling. He's a happy guy. Tell you, Graham with the ball at the buzzer, almost in. Rattled the cage, wouldn't stay in. So at the end of the first half, it is Amity 35 and Horizon Christian 19. Warriors outscore the Hawks by 10-6 there in that kind of somewhat ugly second quarter, but the Warriors have a nice 16-point lead as we head into halftime. All right. Give me just a minute. I'll give you some point totals. We'll be right back. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
93 years of the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 to provide a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. A place to build savings and to borrow money to purchase a home. This ideal continues to guide decision-making and continues to strengthen our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking to savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products. Branches in Amity, Carlton, Sheridan, Newburgh, and McMinnville. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County, working for and giving back to the community. First Federal, we're here for you.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime of the girls' varsity game between your Warriors and the Horizon Christian Hawks. Warriors with a 35-19 lead, led 25-13 after one. Lillian Dumbler leading the way for the Warriors with 5 3-pointers in the first half and 17 points total. Keely Graham with 9. Hannah Hatch had 3. And then Brene Husky, Alyssa Plummer, and Shayla McClain with 2 each. For Horizon Christian, Opal Christian leading the way with 10. Micaiah Tatlock with 7. And Suzanne Sue with 2. All right. We got about 8.5 minutes for the start of the second half. Take yourselves a break. Listen to some commercials. Make sure you support our sponsors. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Since their doors first opened in 1983, D&D Electrical strives to be a different kind of company. From industrial, electrical, security, to communications, their answer is yes, we do that. D&D Electrical is your full-service electrical contractor. They can handle the entire job, everything from a new outlet in the bathroom to a manufacturing plant. No job is too big, no job is too small. 24-hour service with 20 full-size response vehicles and the best equipment in the industry. Big company support and small-town service 24 hours a day. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W CarStar, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Are you looking for a full-service local company that can handle your industrial control needs? Call D&D Electrical McMinnville. Whether it's design, analysis, cost estimation, programming, process control, line construction, installations, emergency power, winery production services, and much more. Big company support with small town service. D&D Electrical McMinnville. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now in industrial control. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to come on the radio again and keep spreading the word on Fastenal's backhaul program. Our company has 2,300 stores all over America, and we're using our own trucking system to move product all over the United States. So, if you're using Craigslist or eBay and you need to move product from one state to another or one time zone to another, think about Fastenal. We're talking about moving big products like monster truck tires, engines, machinery, auto parts, big, bulky items that would be difficult to ship through UPS or FedEx. So, here's the deal. You bring your item to a Fastenal store, then we ship the item on our trucks to another Fastenal store. You pay at either Fastenal store, and for average prices between $100 and $150. Think about it. Moving a pallet of stuff from McMinnville to Atlanta for $150, that's not half bad. So, stop by the store or check us out online at Fastenal.com under services and then third-party logistics.
Big company support with small-town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. When dealing with security and life safety systems or downed electrical equipment, response time is critical. D&D Electrical provides 24-hour service and support that places you in direct contact with D&D personnel who can be at your facility inside of 1 hour from the time you call. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville. In business and taking care of your needs since 1983, it's D&D Electrical. Big company support, small town service. They are your full service contractor, residential, commercial, and industrial, including low voltage and security. It's D&D Electrical. When asked, their answer is usually, yes, we can do that. From solar to security systems to industrial control, D&D Electrical can handle the job. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical, McMinnville.
Thank you, my car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
An auto accident can be a very frustrating experience. It doesn't have to be. At J&W CarStar, we take pride in both our customer service as well as the repairs we do. Turn in your claim and relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
At Country Financial, we know you worry about protecting the people you love. Your wife.
Hi, honey.
Your children.
Dad, let's play catch.
It's why Country Financial representatives want to know who you care the most about and work hard to help you protect your family tree. Because as it grows, we'll be here with life insurance that can help you plan so that every branch can own their future. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Your local Country agent is Tim Harzma. Tim is a great supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs at 503-565-565. 2043.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville. Big company support with small-town service in electrical, security, and communications, as well as industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. D&D Electrical employs only the most skilled tradesmen and women in the industry. All too often, companies seem to settle for whoever is available. At D&D Electrical, 90% of their employees have been employed there since they began their apprenticeship, and they're still there. This ensures you that you get the very best service from qualified people who care. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to come on the radio again and keep spreading the word on Fastenal's backhaul program. Our company has 2,300 stores all over America, and we're using our own trucking system to move product all over the United States. So if you're using Craigslist or eBay and you need to move product from one state to another or one time zone to another, think about Fastenal. We're talking about moving big products like monster truck tires, engines, machinery, auto parts, big, bulky items that would be difficult to ship through UPS or FedEx. So here's the deal. You bring your item to a Fastenal store, then we ship the item on our trucks to another Fastenal store. You pay at either Fastenal store, and for average prices between $100 and $150. Think about it. Moving a pallet of stuff from McMinnville to Atlanta for $150, that's not half bad. So, stop by the store or check us out online at Fastenal.com under services and then third-party logistics.
Day-to-day needs, we go with Jed. Hey, whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will be sure that the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. Hey, you hungry for some great barbecue? You love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor? Sounds like you need to get to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable, so whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering is available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. All right, ready to start the third quarter here. Warriors with a 16-point lead, 35-19. They'll have the ball to start off the third quarter. Dumler set to inbound. Dumler, Graham, McClain, Plummer, and Hatch on the floor for the Warriors. They go in the corner to Hatch, right corner, puts up an 18-footer, a little off the back rim. Rebound by Dumler, saves it, and no, she stepped out of bounds.
Great effort by Lily Ann to try to save that back in with kind of a right-hand backwards flip. But she got a foot on the baseline. Warriors back in their full court man press. Wakefield. They get it from Tatlock over to Karen. Karen now working up on Hatch. Karen works to her left. Hatch still on her, working on that five-second call. Swings it to Tatlock at the Warrior head. Now to Christian. Christian with a foul line jumper, no good. I think Dumbler might have got a piece of that, and Graham with the rebound. Graham pushes it up the right side. Oh, and threw it between Plummer and Hatch. Neither one of them knew it was coming, and so they didn't get the ball. Sitting with a couple of former Warrior basketball players here. Cicely and Emma Huber hanging out with me up here, eating M&Ms. Big Warrior fans there. There's an inside jump shot by Karen. Knocks it down. Her first basket of the game. 35-21 Warriors. Graham works the right side to Hatch. Hatch back to Graham at the Warrior head. Now down in the corner to Plummer. Plummer looking for the cutter. Hatch not there to Graham. Graham to Dumbler. Dumbler eyes a 22-footer. A little strong and right on that one. Rebound by Karen. Karen Hatch picks her up right away. Karen works up, back and forth, reversing her dribble. Hatch poking. No call there. Karen picks up her dribble. Now throws it over Graham's head to Tatlock. Tatlock works the right side. Hesitation, goes baseline, pulls up, shoots a tough shot, and knocks it down. She was almost out of bounds on the baseline. I think that went up almost over the corner of the backboard. She was so deep. 35-23. A couple of good shots there by Horizon to start things off. Graham over to Dumbler. Dumbler, top of the key, three-pointer, buries it. Dumbler with three. That's her sixth three of the night. It's what she does. 20 points in the game for Lil. Tatlock works up the right side. Graham dogging her all the way. Gets a little screen. That's a lean by Christian. Gets away with it. Tatlock in with an up-and-under scoop shot, and it goes. That should have been a moving screen on Christian. They didn't call it. Graham to Plummer, down in the corner to McLean, back to Plummer. Looking for the cutters, not there, out to Dumbler. Dumbler swings it left side to Hatch, down to Plummer. Plummer dribbles into traffic, gets herself in a bad situation, and gets it out to Dumbler. Dumbler, right corner to Graham. Graham, works baseline, tries to find McLean cutting. Dumbler picks up the loose ball, back to Graham. Graham, 18-footer, right baseline, no good. Tipped once, and Sue gets the rebound. Karen with it. Warriors cold here, except for Dumbler to start the third quarter. Karen works all the way down to the left side angle and banks in about a 15-footer. So all of a sudden, Horizon Christian shooting the ball very well. They've cut this lead down to 11. Graham calling out the play. Still this kind of 1-2-2 zone that they play. Kind of morphs into a 3-2. Hatch out with the ball now by the Warrior head. Swings it down right side to Dumbler. Back to Hatch, top of the key. Cross court, Graham, McLean. Now they swing it right side. Dumbler for three, no good. Long rebound, Graham chases it down. Graham, bounce pass inside to McLean. McLean turns baseline, misses a shot. Plummer with the rebound, goes up, draws a foul. Great job, Alyssa Plummer, to get that weak side rebound. Good entry pass from Graham to McLean. McLean established some position, and Graham threw a nice bounce pass in there. Kind of a Mo Croxford-esque bounce pass there. Plummer to the line to shoot two. First one is perfect. Plummer has 3 points in the game. Her first trip to the foul line. Second one. Rims that one in. Plummer hits a pair, and it's 40-27. And we're going to have a foul. This is going to be on Shayla McLean with a push in the back. That's her fourth. So when the shot went up, she put an arm into the back of Wakefield, and they caught her doing it. So Robbie Morrison set to come in to relieve McLean. Tatlock stolen by Graham. Now the ball's loose. Graham picks it up. Oh, couldn't quite get to it. It was out of bounds. Great hustle by Keeley. She faked like she was going to go with her right hand. Tatlock spun away from that, and Graham had already gone back to her left and knocked the ball away from Tatlock. Tatlock to inbound, throws it to Wakefield to the foul line, drives down the left side, and they're going to say two shots. I'm not sure. I think they called Graham on a reach in there. It's either Graham or Morrison. It's going to be on Keeley. third team foul on the Warriors here in the second half. Second team foul. And that's Graham's second foul as well. Wakefield to the line to shoot two. First one rims around, doesn't stay. Wakefield has no points in this game so far. She'll have another free throw. 4:33 to go in the third quarter. 40-27 Warriors. Wakefield's second one is up and short, rims around, won't stay in. Christian with the rebound. She puts it up, no good. Ball's loose. Plummer comes out of there with it. Plummer pushes it up the right side, now slows it down. Goes down to Graham. Graham goes baseline, lays it up, misses the shot. Ball's loose on the floor. And Dumbler comes up with it out on the wing. Out to Morrison, top of the key. Morrison back to Dumbler. Ball tipped by Christian and out of bounds. So Lil will inbound on the far side of the court across from the Warriors bench. Graham with the ball to Plummer. Plummer tries to throw it into Morrison. She's double-teamed in the zone there, and the ball's knocked away. Dumbler set to inbound right side of the lane on the baseline. Looking for the cutter, Graham. Graham comes up and under and scores. Keely Graham with a nice dive to the basket down the right side of the lane and then to go up and under on the bigger player there to get the basket. 42-27 Warriors. Wakefield tries to drive on Morrison. She cuts her off. Steps out of bounds. Good defense. Robbie Morrison forcing the turnover there on Wakefield. 3:51 to go in the third quarter. Warriors with a 15-point lead and the ball. Plummer, right angle, back to Graham. They play catch. And she goes out in the corner to Morrison. Morrison, now they lob inside to Dumbler. Dumbler tried to put the ball on the floor in traffic. That doesn't work. Ball is going to be Warrior basketball. Bounced off the foot of one of the Hawk players. Dumbler set to inbound. They box it up on the key. She gets it to Morrison. Morrison back to Dumbler on the baseline. Now to a cutting Graham. Graham loses it to Morrison. Morrison puts it up. No good. And Tatwalk comes out of there with it, and Plummer gets a foul. Reaching in. That's her first foul of the game. Third team foul on the Warriors. One team foul on Horizon so far here in the second half. Tatwalk looking to inbound, gets it into Karen and back to Tatwalk. Tatwalk across half court. Graham picking her up at the foul or at the three-point line, and then a reach in on Plummer again. Plummer trying to reach in and knock that ball away. Got a piece of Tatlock's arm. That'll be Plummer's second. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. Tatlock to inbound, left side of the key on the baseline. She gets it in. Oh, stolen by Dumbler. Great play by Lil. She's trapped. She gets it to Graham. Graham wheeling deal. Warriors have numbers if they hurry. Down in the corner to Hatch. Hatch. For a deep two, no good. Loose ball. Graham tips it out to Dumbler. Dumbler for three. She's fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot three. That's going to be on Opal Christian. She came flying out to challenge Lil's three. Got a piece of the arm. So Lily to the line to shoot three free throws. First one is up and no good off the back right side of the rim. First trip to the line tonight for Lil. Dumbler with 20 points in the game. She'll have two more. This one is short off the front of the rim. Lily, normally they're probably the best free throw shooter on the team. See if she can salvage one of the three here. Shot is up and perfect. So Dumbler with 21. Gets one out of three from the foul line. Warriors back in their man press. Karen working on Hatch. Gets a screen from Wakefield. Good screen. Wakefield checks to make sure Hatch is okay. And then Karen loses the ball out of bounds as Dumbler comes across to challenge her on the baseline. Good sportsmanship there by Wakefield. She set a tough screen. Crumpled Hatch to the ground. But then checked on her as she to make sure she was okay. Graham out by the Warrior head. Goes down to Plummer. Plummer in the corner to Morrison. Back to Graham. Graham hitting a popping out Hatch at the top of the key to Plummer. Plummer starts to penetrate. Now they go left corner. Dumbler for three, way long. Hatch, that ball is going to be chased down by Christian. Plummer gets there about the same time. Christian gets on the ground. We're going to have, she gets it back to Tatlock. Hatch tried to tie her up, couldn't hang on to the ball. Tatlock, wild penetration, throws up a tough running right-hander and knocks it in. Mariah Tatlock with some tough shots. So Sally doesn't like the no call there. Thought she traveled. She's sitting on her rear end on the floor with the ball. Plummer, right angle, trying to go to Morrison. Nothing there. Back out to Graham. Graham looks at a three. Looks good. Oh, just a little short. Dumbler with the rebound underneath there, and she is fouled, pushed from behind by one, either Christian or Tatlock there. Third team foul. It's going to be on Tatlock. That's her second. Third team foul. Plummer out. Husky in. Plummer not being needed as much on the defensive end to the same level of need as she was against Willamina. Guard play by Horizon, really not their strength. Dumbler, left corner, three. Good! Lillianne Dumbler, that is her seventh three-pointer of the night. And Graham gets a steal on the inbound. Penetrates in, all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. Keely Graham wheeling and dealing after the steal for the basket. 48-29. Now the Warriors pulling away a little bit, up 19. Tatlock drives hard, throws it up with the right hand, no good. Morrison battling, can't get it. Ball's loose. Morrison and Christian tied up, and that should have been a jump ball. Christian came out of there with it after there was no call, and she gets fouled as she goes up strong to the basket. Foul's going to be on Morrison. That's her first. 15 foul on the Warriors. Christian to the line. She is 6 out of 8 from the foul line tonight so far. Opal Christian hits the first foul shot. She and Tatlock, decent players, but they just don't have anything to go with them. Just not enough talent out there to make them competitive. Misses the second one. Hatch with the rebound. Hatch to Graham. Graham slows things down, sets up the offense, swings it down the right corner. Hatch, 18-footer, no good. Dumbler with the rebound, ties up Christian. Great hustle by Lillianne Dumbler. Crashing in from the weak side wing to get that tied up. It's going to be Horizon ball in the alternating possession, but a great effort by Dumbler. Next one will go to the Warriors. McMullen into the game for the Warriors. They get the ball into Karen. Karen back to Tatlock. Tatlock, fairly athletic kid, about 5'8". Got some creative shots, and now she travels. Good job by Graham and McMullen to cut off her drive there. She picked up her dribble and drug her pivot foot. Warriors push ahead. Hatch, 15-footer left angle, no good. McMullen can't save it, and it will be Hawks basketball. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warriors up 18, 48-30. Tatlock looking to inbound against this man. Pressure. Hatch almost knocks it away. Husky gets the steal. Husky to Graham. Graham gets fouled. She was having a hard time getting control of the ball. Just as she did, she got fouled by Wakefield, who kind of stuck her head in the way of Graham. I think she was reaching in for that loose ball. Keeley regained control of it just as Wakefield leaned forward, and I think she took like a hip to the head there, something like that. Probably didn't feel good. Probably snapped her head pretty good there. She'll be all right, but she comes out of the game, replaced by Sue. There's a long inbounds to Husky. Right corner three. Dumbler buries it. I don't know what the school record is for three-pointers, kids, but she's got eight of them. So she's getting there. She almost gets the steal on the inbounds. Overplaying Christian on the left sideline. 51-30 Warriors. 42 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Tatlock tries inbound and Hatch with a steal. Hatch going to take this all by herself. Sue fouls her. Good job by Hatch. She could have put the brakes on and made a bounce pass to Graham there, but she takes it all the way, draws the foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Chance to add to this 21-point lead for the sophomore, Hannah Hatch. Been able to see Hatch just get more and more comfortable being on the floor in these varsity games as the year has gone on. Misses the first one, bounces around a couple times and won't stay. Hatch has 3 points in the game. She had, I think, 9 points a few games ago. I think that's her most impressive outing of the year. This is a pair. Dumbler gets the rebound over to McMullen. Hits a little short jumper. Catherine McMullen with her first basket. And the Warriors are up 53-30. Good job by Dumbler to tip that ball on the offensive rebound. When she couldn't corral it, she tipped it and got it right to McMullen. Karen to Sue. Sue with the ball. Working on a Husky to Karen. Karen on Hatch. Gets a high post there. Ball knocked away by McMullen, stolen by Graham. Graham pushes it up. Going to take it all the way, lay it up, misses, probably got fouled, no call, and Tatlaw comes out of there with the rebound. Warriors need to do a better job of passing ahead, and there's a heave by Christian at the end of the third quarter. Warriors lead 53-30 after three quarters. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in just a minute.
It's time to start with savings at Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley. Some fantastic specials through the 28th of February. A 26-piece screwdriver set with rack, only $19.99. That's less than a buck per screwdriver, and you get the stand. Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, only $4.99 a quart. Pennzoil Conventional Motor Oil, only $3.49 a quart. Buy the Napa Legend Premium Battery and get a $20 prepaid Visa card. And buy the Napa Legend Battery and get a $10 prepaid Visa card. Many, many more savings through February 28th at Davison Auto Parts throughout the Willamette Valley.
Are you looking for a full-service local company that can handle your industrial control needs?
All right, we are back here. If you're listening to the video stream, you get to hear my side conversations with the Hubert girls over here, Cicely and Emma. They were just asking about what the how many threes Lily has. Dummler has 8 threes in the game, 27 points total. We don't know what the school record is. We're going to have to do a little digging on that, but I'm guessing we're getting right in the neighborhood for probably boys or girls. I don't know. We'll find out, though. Hatch. Back to Graham on top. Start of the fourth quarter here. Warriors up 23. Down to the corner. Dummler for his 9th three. It's good! Lily and Dummler with 9 threes in the game. 30 points for Dummler. A career high. Nice shooting night for Lil. Remember, she started out missing her first 4 attempts from 3-point range, and since then, she has been in fuego. There's a push-off by Christian. Gets away. Misses the shot. Good box out by Andrade, allowing Dummler to corral the rebound. She gets it too. Graham trying to get it to McMullen, penetrates in, Andrade puts up a deep 2 air ball there, Husky with the save to Dummler out on top to Graham, fakes the 2 and traveled as she went underneath Christian. So Warriors turn it over there. They're up 56-30 right now. Like I said, we're going to see this bench get emptied to get some prolonged minutes for some of these other kids. Tatlock to inbound, gets it to Karen, back to Tatlock, or to Tatlock, working hard on Graham. Graham gets runs into a good hard screen by Christian. A little fadeaway by Tatlock. That girl's got some unorthodox shooting style, but she's got a nice touch on the ball. She has 13 points, I believe, in the game for Horizon, leading them in scoring. Graham with the ball, swings it left side. They go left corner, Dummler for another 3. Buries it! That's 10 threes! 10 threes in the game for Lillianne Dummler, 33 points. The crowd's starting to enjoy this as Dummler just putting on a clinic from 3-point range. Christian tries to drive on her, steps through. That's a nice move by Christian. As she rips, she started left, back and down Lil, and then reverse pivoted, stepped through, and put the ball up and in and drew contact to get to the line. We'll cut Lily a little bit of slack here. That's her first foul in this game to go with 10 three-pointers and 33 points overall. Christian at the line completes the three-point play. Warrior basketball up 24. Husky looks at a three. Tries to go inside to McMullen. Offer hands to Dummler. They go left side to Andrade. Back to Graham. Graham penetrates in. Pulls up from about 10. No good. McMullen, those pogo sticks that she has for legs, hops up there, gets a hand on the ball, and ends up being a jump ball because of that. She didn't concede that. She tied up Christian. Tatlock with the ball. 6:15 to go. Throws it underneath the Wakefield. Wakefield puts it up and in. She beat McMullen to the low block on the right side, and a good pass there by the Hawks. Graham going to the basket, forgot something, lost the ball on Karen's hip. And Tatlock gets it to Christian at the top of the key, drives in, pulls up, misses after running into Dummler. Christian, pretty physical kid. Not afraid to put her head down and go to the basket. There's a left angle 2 by Husky. She misses, pulled down by Tatlock. Tatlock driving, crosses over the right hand, gets bumped, no call. Now there's a whistle about 2 seconds after the contact. And that's the smiling official right there. Smiling Stripes, we need to call him. That's Dumbler's second foul. That'll put Tatlock on the line to shoot, too. It was clearly a foul, but he was about 2 seconds late on blowing his whistle. Tatlock to the line, makes the first one, has just a funky release. Just goes to show you, even if you have bad form, if you do enough reps with it, you can get some success. How much better would this kid be if somebody had taught her how to shoot the ball right? Tatlock to the line for her second. Buries that one. That one looked a little bit better than the first one. But she's got some unorthodox shooting motions when she's on the floor. She's kind of angular and gangly and shoots while she's turned left. She'll shoot back to her right. Rosenbaum doesn't take the shot. They get it out to Graham for three. She hits it. Keeley with a three. Keeley having herself a nice game. I think she's got 15 now. There's a steal by Rosenbaum. Takes it in. Misses the shot. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Kaya Rosenbaum with the basket. Her first 2 points in this varsity action. 5:11 to go. Warriors up by 25. Andrade on, they get the ball to Tatlock now. Tatlock still working on Graham. Working left side. Goes baseline. Little off shot with the right hand. No good. Christian misses. And they call a foul. I think this is on Dumbler. That'll put Christian back on the line to shoot two. Horizon Christian really doesn't have much of a bench to go to. They've only got maybe three or four girls sitting down there, and none of them can do much on the floor. And so they don't have, even in a blowout like this, she really doesn't have any girls to rotate in and get more experience for. Christian to the line to shoot two. That was Dumbler's third foul. 18 foul on the Warriors. Christian misses the first one. I'll get one more here for her. There it is, up and perfect. And we've got a sub into the game. Maylin Williams into the game for Keely Graham. Keely with a good game. Going to take a break for the rest of the night. She's had some fun tonight. Under 5 minutes to go. Warriors up 24. Williams running the point guard now for the Warriors. Goes to Dumbler. Dumbler back to Williams on top. Right angle to McMullen. McMullen cross, hits a high post to Rosenbaum. Takes a dribble. Gets to the rim. No good. Almost had her own rebound. And then I'm not sure what the call is here. I'm going to say there was a push. The push is on. First he pointed that it was going to be Horizon ball, but it wasn't. It was, the foul was on Christian, and so she was pushing Rosenbaum down low. 16 fouls. Next one will put the Warriors into the bonus. Looking to trigger that in. Dumbler gets it out on top to Williams. Williams to Dumbler. Dumbler for her 11th three. This one's no good. Battling inside. Karen comes out of there with it. Karen dribbling it up across. Rosenbaum picking her up. Taya, just a freshman, about 5'10". Going to be relied on to play some big minutes next year. There's a nice drive, turning and penetration by Christian for two. Coming up on the 4 minute mark here, 4:10 to go. In the fourth quarter, Warriors up by 22. McMullen works baseline, little short jumper, a little strong. Rosenbaum with the ball. She is tied up. She turned, brought the ball down a little bit low, and Christian was able to tie her up. Warriors basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. Dumbler to trigger this in. Warriors screen up. Get it into Andrade. Andrade back in the corner to Dumbler. Dumbler for three, short. Williams with the rebound. She misses, gets the bottom of the rim on that, trying to avoid getting her shot blocked from behind. She got a little too far under. Tatlock with the rebound. She brings it up the left side. Williams cuts her off. Tatlock steps back for a three, short. Rebound by Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum to Williams. Williams throws it long ahead to McMullen. McMullen, nice pass to Andrade. Andrade off her hand. She chases it back down on the corner. Now she dribbles out and sets it up to Williams. Williams, 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth. Goes to Dumbler. Dumbler not going to take that three from 23 feet. Back to Williams on the top. Starts to penetrate. Bounce pass out to Andrade, left in the right corner. That goes inside to McMullen. She turns, misses the shot. Rosenbaum tied up again by Christian. Taya's got to get stronger with that ball. She keeps bringing it down to where Christian can get some hands on it. Lillian Dumbler going out of the game. She gets a nice hand. 10 three-pointers by Dumbler tonight. And Jenna Lopez into the game for the last 3:17. Tatlock bringing it up the court. Lopez going to go over on Karen. Williams trying to take Tatlock. Tatlock drives in with that unorthodox shot and gets another basket off the left side of the lane, throws it up with the right hand. Doesn't shoot left-hand lane. She drives hard with the left, but she shoots everything with the right hand. That's part of that unorthodox style she has. But she's a pretty athletic kid, pretty explosive off the drive. There's a lob inside to Rosenbaum off her hands, Tatlock with the steal. Pushes it up the middle, goes behind her back. Double dribbled, got away with it. Now she crosses over. There's a short jump shot, no good. Rebound by Karen. She misses. Williams fighting for position. She comes out of there with the ball. Throws it ahead to McMullen. McMullen takes it in, lays it up and in. Catherine McMullen running the floor well. The big girl gets 2 points for the Warriors. 66-44, Amity leading Horizon. 2:20 to go here in the fourth. There's a lob inside intended for Wakefield. A little too strong and out of bounds. She just couldn't quite get to that one. Warriors basketball. Williams left side to Lopez. Lopez back to Williams. Top of the key three-pointer. A little short. Rebound by Tatlock. Tatlock to Karen. Karen jogs up the floor with it. 2 minutes to go here in this one. Long since decided. Go right side. Trapped over there. Get it back in the hands of Tatlock. Tatlock. High post to Christian, drives down the right side into Rosenbaum, draws contact. It's going to put Christian back on the line. That girl knows how to play through contact. She doesn't go left. Her only move is to basically take you with the right hand. She likes to catch it at that high post, get you right behind her, and then spin hard with the right hand and penetrate towards the basket. And she likes to get that shoulder into your chest, draw contact. She's good at it. She's probably the best, the quickest center we've seen this year in terms of putting the ball on the floor. But she only has one move. And the Warriors have not figured out to take away that right hand when she's in the high post. She does it with her back to him. She posts up, back to the basket, catches the ball, and then just spins off her left hip with her right hand. Christian misses the second one. Morrison with the rebound. Good job by Robbie to come down with that one in traffic there. It's it to Malin Williams. Pushes it up quickly, throws it underneath to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum lays it up and in. What a great pass by Maylin Williams to find Rosenbaum for her second basket. Kaya running the floor, making sure she gave herself an angle to catch that pass. Minute and a half to go. Karen works towards the top of the key. Tries to lob to Christian. She cuts to the basket, lays it up. No good. Good job by Rosenbaum that time. And then Christian ties her up. Kaya's got to get stronger with that ball. The Christian girl's a good athlete, and she's quick to grab onto it. When Kaya just holds it in one spot and isn't strong with it. Learning experience for a freshman post playing against a senior post. Alternating possession is going to give that ball back to Amity. They had it going the wrong way there for a second. Minute 19 to go, fourth quarter, 68-45 Warriors. Both teams in the bonus. Williams working on Tatlock, goes to Andrade. Andrade dribbles back, gets it to Williams, top of the key, throws it down low to Lopez. Lopez puts it up, no good. Morrison comes down with a rebound. Back out to Williams. Williams to Andrade. Andrade starts to penetrate. Back to Lopez. Lopez fakes the shot, now puts it on the floor. Hands it back out to Williams, fakes the three. Williams drives left. Back out to Lopez. Lopez drives past Christian into the lane. Her shot blocked and it goes out of bounds off of one of the Warriors, apparently. Lopez with a good move there. That ball should be Warrior basketball. It was blocked out of bounds. They're going to give it to Horizon. Christian out of the game with 50 seconds to go. They lob it into Karen. Karen streaking down the right side, lays it up and in. Warriors basketball, 40 seconds to go. 68-47 Amity. Lopez penetrates in, pulls up a little runner, no good. Morrison with the rebound, puts it up, misses the short shot. Ball out of bounds off of Rosenbaum. It's going to be Hawks basketball. They get it into Fisher. Fisher back to Tatlock. Tatlock working on Williams. 25 to go in the game. Left side to Karen. Karen looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Now she tries to go and gets it to Tatlock. Tatlock takes a three. No good off the back iron. Rebound by Lopez. Lopez working up the right side, slows it down and gets it to Williams. 6 seconds to go. Williams penetrates in to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum lays it up, misses the short one. Morrison puts it up, no good. Williams shot blocked, and that's the game. Final score, Amity 68 and Horizon Christian 47. We'll be right back with some scoring totals for you after this message.
thank you. My car's like new. James W. Car Star will do the same for you.
At J&W Car Star, we say, come see the people who care. We really mean that. Our team is dedicated to customer satisfaction. Your satisfaction is as important as fixing the car.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
For 90 years, Country Financial has been listening. In 1927, when movies first talked. In 1964, when the British invaded America. And still listening when our office opened this morning. Because at Country Financial, listening is what allows us to help you create a customized plan with insurance and financial solutions to help you own your future. We're here to listen.
Your local country agent is Tim Harsma. Tim's a graduate of Amity High School and a huge supporter of Warrior Athletics. Contact him for all your insurance needs today at 503-565-2043. Welcome back. We're between the girls and boys varsity games here. The boys are out warming up. Girls pull off a 68-47 victory over the visiting Horizon Hawks. Warriors led 25-13 after one. Expanded that up to a 14-point lead at halftime, 35-19. Or a 16-point lead, excuse me. And then up to a 23-point lead after three before cruising to a 21-point victory. Warriors were led tonight by Lillianne Dummler, 33 points. Dummler with 10 three-pointers. I don't know how many she took, but I would put it right in the neighborhood of about 19 or 20. She was not shy about shooting it. She had it going. If you're hitting anywhere near 50% from three-point range, you are lighting it up. Keely Graham chipped in 16 points from the point guard position. Catherine McMullen with four. Alyssa Plummer, four. Kaya Rosenbaum off the bench with four. Hannah Hatch with three, and then Brene Husky, Shayla McLean with two each. McLean in foul trouble most of the game, just really never into it. For Horizon Christian, Opal Christian, the post led, had 18, and Micaiah Tatlock had 19. They also had six from Karen, two from Wakefield, and two from Sue. So that takes us to the end here of our girls' show. We got about 13 minutes to go before tip-off up.